Blog Talk Radio.
Into the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth and beyond. You're tuned into the voice of the voiceless. This is the voice of an entire nation. Welcome to the Star and Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the almighty, all-wise, true and living God, Allah, who has come to us this day and granted us a divine mercy and reminder in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their names of love, Assalamu alaikum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com and also formerly SalaamJournal.com and SalaamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I'd like to say unto you all, Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. This is your show, the show for black liberation, black empowerment, and black freedom. This is the Star and Crescent Report, and our show today is called We've Now Passed the Point of No Return. Now, I'm going to do something. Sometime this week, I'm going to play two previous shows that we've done. I think it's Past the Point of No Return or Near the Point of No Return, part one and part two. I'm going to play that because after those shows are played, I'm going to do a part two of this. I want to show you just how on point that this show has been, as we talked about these things that are now unraveling and unwinding right now in the geopolitical, the spiritual, the military, the industrial, and the economic sphere of things. I just wanted to jog your memory a little bit because, brothers and sisters, this thing right here that is going on and that is unfolding within America and around the world, it is going to be devastating. It is going to... I was listening to something. Let me go to something real quick. I was listening to something last night. They were doing, it was about an hour and a half, almost 2 hour podcast. And these guys were talking about how millions would lose their lives and how millions would be at the mercy of the government when this thing collapses and how many would disappear. Millions would disappear. Some would cease to exist. Some would go to camps. The white man is warning you of what he sees. In reality, to be honest with you, let me just put it point blank. They're not really warning you. They're warning their brethren. And because you have access to the same tools that they have, you, by default, get the warning also. But even while they're warning you, they're talking over your head and they're saying things that they know that you either don't understand or are too lazy to look up. So we've come to this point here. And how did we arrive at this point? Huh? I want to go to message to the black man real quick since we're on this. Messenger Muhammad has a chapter in their title, Rise and Fall of the Christian West. I want to break this down, then we're going to go to some clips, and I want you to see just how bad things are getting for America and how things are swiftly changing in the global order of things, be it political or geopolitical or economic. This thing is unwinding for the West, especially America, which is the greatest pillar of Western domination and Western power and the greatest pillar of white supremacy that has perpetuated white supremacy around the world. This thing is being destroyed. Every pillar, black man, you don't have to believe me. When we start listening to these clips, I want you to hear exactly what these white people are saying. And many times when I'm listening to them, I'll take these clips, put them to the side, get some more clips, put them to the side, and before I play them to you, I'll listen to the fear in their voices, and then I'll listen to how they'll admit on one hand that the math is against them, and then on the other hand they'll say, oh, but if Trump does this or if we are able to do this, this is wishful thinking that they do. They'll admit on one hand that the math is against it, and then they'll Remember, black man and black woman, as I'm talking to you before we go into this, there are time limits set on these things. And this is one of the hardest things to get in your mind, get in your head. There are time limits on these things. These things do not go on in perpetuity. God gives you a limit. There was a cutoff point for Noah, right? He was out there preaching for 150 years, right? 100 some years. After a while, God told Noah, hey, you go do this tomorrow, get your people, go in that ark, close the door, and give me the keys. Because I know you're hard and you're weak-hearted. And you'll see them suffering, and you'll allow them to come in, and I'm going to have to kill you too. There was a cutoff point. When we look at the situation with Sodom and Gomorrah, there was a cutoff point, right? When we look at the situation when God sent David to do a job, there was a cutoff people for those warnings that God had given David to talk to the people about. Then it was war after that, right? There was a cutoff point to all of these things. These things do not go on forever. It may seem as though it's going on forever because at the moment you cannot see an end to it because this is the way you have been brought up your whole life. But there are cutoff points. And it is hard as hell to get you to understand it. On the one hand, you so-called Muslims and you so-called Christians talk about a judgment. But you never believe that that judgment will come to an end. You never believe in the fulfillment of the prophecy. Not in your lifetime, but the thing about it is you don't believe your life will never end. So in reality, you don't believe that there will never be a cutoff point. You'll say it on one hand, and then on the other hand, you partying like it's 1999. Is that not right? I want you to look at if what I'm saying is not right, and what I'm saying does not compute or add up to what scriptures and theology say and history, then surely you are able to condemn me. But let us go to the Bible. Look, there was judgment all throughout the Bible for certain people, certain nations, certain kings, right? And God gave them an out. You must do this, 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 and this. And sometimes when he give them the out, he go and tell them, I know he's not going to do it, but I have to be just and give him that way out. And sometimes God will give him another. He'll say, you know what, I'm not going to even kill him right now. I'm going to give him another out. But then there's a cutoff point to that, right? And nothing ever returns to the same after that cutoff point. This is something that is hard to get in your head, right? Brothers and sisters, I want you to understand that we've now passed the point of no return. This is real. This is true. There's no way out for America. There is no way out for Europe. There is no way out for the Western world. Hell, there is no way out for this world order that has been established and maintained by the people of Yaqub. Prophecy must be fulfilled. Time is bringing about a change, and this change that is underway does not include the old world making it into a new world. So, in Message to the Black Man, there's a chapter in here titled Rise and Fall of the Christian West. This is what it's titled, Rise and Fall of the Christian West. This is the world that the book is talking about falling. The world that has been dominated by the so-called Christian West. And if one were to look at all of the world events, if one were to look at the national events, if one were to look at the economic crisis or the so-called instability geopolitically or politically, one would have to see that those who have dominated the world have been from the West. Those who have perpetuated this so-called world order have been from the West. And anytime you buck up against their world order, they'll say that you are being aggressive. You are trying to overturn the status quo, or you are trying to uproot the international order. This is what they, why do they say that? Why are they adamant about maintaining the status quo and this international order? They're adamant about it because it is their order. It is their world that is under stress, under strain, and that is about to collapse. You don't understand that. But they know well. They talk over your head with these terms. And this is why you see America throwing warships the world over. This is why you see them doubling down on all of their losses, whether it's in the Middle East or North Africa, or whether it's in Asia or South and Central America. They're doubling down because they see that world is coming to an end, and they're going to fight like hell to try to preserve that order, because they have no other choice except to get off the horse. And this is not the way they have been made. You understand? So now we have come to a point. We've passed a point of no return. And in this chapter, a message to the black man, the chapter that is titled Rise and Fall of the Christian West, Messenger Elijah Muhammad writes, "The fall of America is now visible and understandable, not only in the eyes of the scholars and scientists, but even in the eyes and understanding of the ignorant." Stop right there. When he was saying this, we could not see and understand this. But today it is so clear, because they're telling you that the fiat system is under such strain, such pressure, with the West no longer having the gold and the silver to compensate for their money printing. And all of their scholars and pundits are now telling you that it's a mathematical certainty that the dollar will collapse, that America's economy will implode, that Europe will fall just like America will fall, and that we're seeing the change in power and manufacturing, politically, financially, even in the monetary sphere, of which money will have backing and which money will be worthless as a fiat system, right? They're telling you these things all across the internet, even in their news. But Muhammad gives it to you. The fall of America. And you remember, America is the main pillar of the financial global scheme and the financial monetary scheme, right? She's the main pillar of this. And if she falls, it's hard as hell for Europe to keep it going, right? It's hard as hell for Canada or Australia or New Zealand to keep it going, right? This is not correct. Of course this is correct. You know it's right. So Muhammad says, and the reason I'm going through this, and brothers and sisters who are new to the show, you may hear me read something over and over, because I'm trying to reiterate a point, and I'm trying to get it to you through your head, and I'm going to give it to you with definitions that you may understand the magnitude of what's being said to you and how you can relate it to Scripture and world events. My leader and teacher did it, and who am I not to do it? So listen. He says, the fall of America is now visible and understandable, not only in the eyes of the scholars and scientists, but even in the eyes and understanding of the ignorant. So something must take place. Events must take place. Things must transpire to such a degree that not only are the scholars and the pundits and the scientists of the world are discussing this, like Peter Schiff and Gerald Celente and Rogers and Mr. Boom, Doom, and Gloom. Not only will they be discussing it, but events will take place so swiftly that it will force even those who are ignorant to this truth to start contemplating what they see happening. Is that not what's going on right now? You see even the average Joe now talking about gold and silver, wealth preservation, prepping. If you don't see something coming, if you don't believe an event is taking place, then what in the hell are you prepping for? Huh? You saying that you are prepping for survival, that means something is at stake, right? You see something that is devastating that's on its way. Is that not correct? So these events that are taking place, the unmasking of the corrupt and deceitful money practices and financial system of the West, it's being revealed. The emperor has no more clothes on because they have no silver and no gold to bargain with the Western world. This is why they're building up for war, right? To try to maintain this through the barrel of a gun. We see this now, but you didn't see it 30 years ago or 40 years ago. But it has become clear and understandable, even into the average Joe's mind, that these things are underway, because you see the conversation in all kinds of forums across the internet. You see it on Facebook. You hear hear it on Twitter. You hear it everywhere. It's become that clear. But it wasn't clear then when Muhammad was speaking it, because you could not grasp or fathom what he was saying. Because at that time, America seemed as immovable as mountains. But remember what Elijah Muhammad says? It is not impossible to remove mountains. They can be removed with high explosives, right? And so the wealth of America and the Christian world will be removed. And these high explosives that we see now bombarding the financial system. She's being drained of her silver, drained of her gold. China and Russia and all of the nations are now calling her bluff on her dollar system. They are making alternatives. The AAIB, as a matter of fact, the other day, 13 more of America's allies joined the Asian Infrastructure Bank that China has opened up. So they'll be under the commands of China's financial system. Russia just completed her own SWIFT system, which if the dollar system goes down, or if they commit an act of war by banning Russia or Russia's allies or Russia's friends or the BRIC nations from using the dollar system or using chips, which is another part of the SWIFT system, they will have an alternative and they will not miss a beat. Muhammad said that these things would happen. The nations would come after America and they would have what she has in her last days. We're seeing the nations doing these things. This is no rocket science. Muhammad said these things and we're watching and we can point to this stuff. Why would you argue with stuff that you can point to actual facts? So, after saying that, Muhammad says, long has Allah been gradually is a step-by-step process that takes place, all right? So, we'll go to Webster's Dictionary for this word gradually, which it only shows the word gradual, which is the root word of gradually. It says, now, excuse me, brothers and sisters, it says, proceeding by steps or degrees, moving, changing, or developing by fine or often imperceptible degrees. So now we understand what Elijah Muhammad says when he says, long has Allah been gradually, step by step, so that the average person, as it was underway, could not perceive this, did not understand this, could not recognize the depths of what was going on until it had metastasized to such a degree that it could not be stopped. So they're telling you that there's nothing that America can do. There's nothing that Europe can do. There's nothing that the entire world can do if they all band together to stop the economic implosion of the financial system that has been dominated and maintained by Yaqub and his people. They're telling you these things, right? You hear it everywhere. America will implode. It's not a matter of if, but when. The dollar will collapse. It's not a matter of if, but when. But when Elijah Muhammad was telling you about the decline of the dollar, about America no longer having gold, about the monetary system, what now they call a fiat system, how without the gold and the silver, America's doom, England's doom was sealed. Now you hear them saying this constantly, right? But Elijah Muhammad said this long before that. This is real. We can point to this stuff. See, these are actual facts. And some of you don't like it because you don't like the package that it came from. But you cannot deny the truth because it has become crystal clear. So we've now passed the point of no return. Muhammad says, long has Allah been gradually removing the power of the great and mighty America while few have noticed it. This has been done by degrees, and they do not perceive it. Now, look at the monetary. America got in such a situation, she unhinged her currency. She started robbing her currency of silver in the 60s. She started doing it before that, but she really sped it up in the 60s. And Muhammad says the years 1965 and 1966 will prove to be fatal years for America, right? And what are all of them saying today about silver and how America robbed her currency of silver in the 60s, huh? And it has come back to bite her in her behind. Is that not right? So you don't see how this stuff correlates to what Elijah Muhammad said because you don't understand. You can't see down the wheel of time and you don't understand come in the person of one Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise is due forever. And through the sacrifice of that Lamb of God, without spot or blemish, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, you will come to know the truth. You will come to an understanding of this truth. Whether you want to or not, it's going to be right in your face. And you're going to have to deal with it. All praise is due to Allah, Master Farad Muhammad, the Savior of the black nation. Now, Muhammad says, this has been done by degrees. So, America robbed her small currency of silver, took it all out of the coins in the 60s, and finished it up with the half dollars right at the 70s. Excuse me. So, from that point on, she was still in such a bind, so she had to take the world off the gold and silver standard. This is something that I want you to pay close attention to, black man and black woman. These are events that have taken place that Muhammad spoke about long ago that tie right into America being brought down by degree. And then she introduced this petrodollar system at the barrel of a gun. And she told the nation, if you do X, Y, and Z, we'll help if you invest these petrodollars in our economy, we'll go and we'll help build up your deserts into cities. You'll enjoy wealth. But if you reject this, we're going to blow the hell out of you with our might of arms. But see, this could only go on for so long. And now you're living in a time, you're looking at things, you're seeing things that are underway that directly connects to the fall of America. So he says by degree. And then each time you look in the history of America, each time you listen to what they're saying, they'll say, well, America had to keep going because the petrol scheme was too much. So Richard Nixon sent Henry Kissinger, the war criminal, to talk with Mao, to talk to the Chinese government, to help the petrol system go, continue to grow, continue to go forward. And so the deal that they struck had America moving her in industries little bit by little bit from America to China because the white man is greedy. He'll sell his mama for it if the price is right. He'll sell his child if the price is right. So being greedy, and he wanted to keep this scheme going, he transferred some technology, and he transferred his industrial capabilities to China because, oh, look at this, the corporations can make great profits. Instead of them making $100 per bottle of pills or whatever, I'm just giving you a little example, they're making thousands of dollars, and plus, we don't have to worry about insurance. We don't have to worry about workers' rights. We don't have to worry about such and such. This greed here, this unhinged greed is what is blowing back today with the collapse of America. Look at Detroit. Once the symbol of American ingenuity, it is now rotten to the core because the technology was shipped. The industry was shipped. And this is an example of what America will become by degree. And we're getting a chance to look at this. So from that point on, the greed had overtaken her. And we're seeing a direct result of the transferring of the technology and the transferring of the manufacturing capacity to the East. And now it's biting America. She knew prophecy, but her greed overwhelmed her. For the sake of advantage and to keep the dollar scheme going and to keep the petrol dollar going and to keep America number one for just a little bit longer. She transferred these things and now she's moaning and crying about it, that China is getting the advantage now. China is now such and such. Remember when this happened, and I was reading this last night too. So China says they're on the second year of their 13th 5-year program. Remember I told you that they heard what Messenger Elijah Muhammad said about the 5-year program. They started implementing that. And look at them today. They implemented what Elijah Muhammad said. They went from a desert nation with no technology, hardly any technology, to the most powerful economy in the world in 65 years. To becoming not only an economic juggernaut and manufacturing juggernaut and a trade juggernaut unrivaled even by America and the EU, but becoming a political and a financial and a military juggernaut to equal her rise in status. Is that not something? Think about it. They implemented something that Elijah Muhammad had told you to implement. They saw the value in what Elijah Muhammad said. They took it, and look at them today. But you ignorant Negroes, I don't want none what no Elijah Muhammad says. That's you. And you still is in a, you're in a condition today that resembles the condition you were in back then. You just can't see this. You can't understand it because the white man has poisoned you so much against Elijah Muhammad that you don't even accept right, even when it's for your benefit. That's somebody that is insane. But let's go further, because we've now passed the point of no return. Muhammad says, this has been done by degrees, and they did not perceive it. Now, the greed had overwhelmed them. That green-eyed monster, right, had overwhelmed them. And now they're trying to put the genie back in the bottle, but the genie can't go back in the bottle. America's debt is unheard of, right? There was a time when she could sanction nations. She could threaten nations to remove them from the SWIFT system. She could threaten them with military power. But now she's more worried about their military power. Don't you read on the news all the time? We're concerned about North Korea's rise in nuclear capabilities. We're worried about China's military capabilities. We're worried about Russia's or Iran's military capabilities. There was a time when she was not worried. But now, the time has changed. She's worried about China's trade practices. She's worried about Russia's trade practices. But there was a time when she didn't have to worry. She was the unrivaled military and economic and financial juggernaut. But this is no longer the case. By degrees from which she cannot perceive, she had fallen so far, so fast. But she was blinded by imperial hubris and white arrogance that she could not see that she was the cause of her own undoing and her fall. Her arrogance, her greed, lie at the root of the dismantling and the disintegration of the American Republic. This is true. So Muhammad says, the Holy Quran says, he brings powerful nations to a naught. And when it is discovered, like America woke up in the 2000s and realized her financial system was on the verge of total collapse, he says, and when it is discovered, it is like a growth of cancer that has been eating at the body for many years while the patient was unaware of it. Today, not yesterday, but today, he says, he's telling you something. So when he was speaking these things, that was not in motion. It was in motion at the time, but it was not where you could understand it or see it. But we're seeing it today in full view, right? So he was speaking of this time, this day. And he says, today, not yesterday, it is visibly understood that the fall of America cannot be checked, for the foundation has been removed. What is the foundation? Her dollar primacy, right? With the dollar, if she could print up dollars in perpetuity without consequence, she would maintain her military dominance. She would maintain her economic dominance. She would maintain her political dominance. But now the dollar has been undermined, right? So this, the foundation of American power, American influence, and American might, and American wealth has been removed. And so you see steadily, and remember we said this on the shows, I think about a year or two ago, that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that at the end of America, in the fall of America, you will see stores closing one after the other, branches closing one after the other. Are you not hearing about this on an everyday basis? That Sears and Kmart and Best Buy and this, they're shutting down more and more and more and more and more stores. Every time you look around, H.H. Gregg, these are big corporations. They're closing and shuttering their doors at this time because the foundation of America has been removed, her manufacturing has been removed. Her trade power has been removed. China has displaced America as the number one manufacturer, the number one exporter, the number one importer. Right? the foundation of American power and might has been removed. You see how Elijah Muhammad had laid this out, but you didn't understand. So what we're looking at is that America has now reached or past that point of no return. Now let us go to the dictionary real quick, and we'll go into some clips, because I see the time is winding down. It seems like every time you lay the base and you turn around, the time is gone. Sometimes I wish I could do a 3-4 hour show with you guys, but I know your patience is short, so I don't try to do that, but I do want to do stuff like that sometimes. But let us look. The phrase, point of no return, according to Cambridge Dictionary, because we couldn't find it in the short Webster's Dictionary, and according to Cambridge Dictionary, the point of no return is an American English term. It means the stage in a process when it is too late to change what you are doing, so you must continue. Now, it is too late. You see that? Let me read that again. The stage in a process when it is too late to change what you are doing, so that you must continue. Now, America is in such a condition today that she can't bring her troops home. Like the messenger said, if she brings them home, what's she going to bring them home to? She has no jobs. And if she leaves them there, they're dying on the battlefield. So she's in a catch-22. And when she decides to bring them home, Muhammad says America's faced with the worst headache that she's ever faced before. This means a war then at home. This is one of the main reasons you ask, and you see these people say, won't America bring the troops home? You notice every time she says, well, we're going to stop this war and end this and we'll bring the troops home, she plays pity-pat with it, and she moves them around like musical chairs, because she understands the time, and she knows that to bring these troops home, to have nothing for them to do, and they've been in war zones, and they've been trained for nothing but war and killing, and then she has no job for them. This means a war on her own turf, a war at home, because they'll be fighting for the survival of their families, and if you want to see somebody fight like hell, you put a person in a position where they have to fight for the survival of their family. She's in trouble. She's in trouble. She has passed the point of no return. So America must continue to do what she's doing. She's continuing to bomb nations. She's continuing to invade nations. She's continuing to rob nations. She's continuing to threaten nations. She's in this vicious cycle where she cannot get out. The stage in a process when it is too late to change what you are doing, so you must continue. So she's in a stage or a process of her devolution, her fall, her deconstruction, her implosion, her end, that she cannot change this thing. The program has been set. The button for start has been pushed. And the thing must continue on until it reaches its allotted course or allotted end. This is America. And one reason why I go to definitions for you, brothers and sisters, is to make you understand exactly the depth of what is being said to you. Because some of us are too lazy to do this for ourselves. And then some of us will try to do it, but we still can't connect the dots. So what we're doing, we're painting the big picture for you, okay? So we see the deconstruction of America, the American Republic. We see the fall of her financially, militarily, politically, economically, monetarily. We see it all, even her culture. It's being rejected the world over. Is that not right? You know, America at one time, her dollar was accepted without question. And a few years ago, even India, poor India, at the Taj Mahal, would no longer, they announced that they would no longer accept dollars. Is that something? They would no longer accept dollars for visitors visiting the Taj Mahal. This shows you the condition that America's in. This shows you the depths of her fall, all right? And it's only getting worse. It is only entering a greater depression. Matter of fact, let's go to a few clips. I promise you some clips. I have a whole bunch of clips. I don't know if we're going to get to it, but you know I said that this week coming up, I'm going to play two shows, I believe one or two shows, that's concerning the same thing, the point of no return. Today's show is called Past the Point of No Return. And we're going to try to do a part two. And what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to build up to something to show you just how far America has fallen since those shows, and just how in-depth those shows were and are. and how they explain to you of what we're seeing right now happening, okay? But let's go to this clip here. This is about a two-minute clip. I want you to pay close attention to this. This is from USA Watchdog and Greg Hunter.
A lot of people are sitting here, like me, going, what's he going to say about what's going on right now? We've had the debt ceiling just pass. We've had the Fed raise interest rates, and obviously a slow economy. It's growing at less than 1%. We got big battles in Washington, D.C., a lot of shaky stuff. Some of the big money managers are saying there's a doom. Mark Bobber, gloom, doom, and boom, is saying we're in for a 50% cut in the stock market. Give me your appraisal about what is going on in the stock market with your big picture worldview.
Well, look, I think we've entered upon what I call the Greater Depression. I call it the Greater Depression because it's going to be much worse, but also much different than what happened in the 1930s. That started in 2007. Look at it this way, Greg. Look at it as a giant financial hurricane. And we entered the leading edge of the hurricane in 2007 and 2008 and 9 and part of 10. And for the last several years, we've been going through the eye of the storm. Big hurricane, big eye. But now we're going into the trailing edge, and it's going to be very, very ugly. What papered things over? Why did it get better for the last few years? Because these governments have lowered interest rates to not just zero, but less than zero in parts of the world, and they've created scores of trillions of new currency units, which have poured oil on the financial waters. But that currency still exists, and it's going to come out, and it's going to evidence itself in the form of retail inflation. So far, it's just been inflation in the financial markets. They've created a bond super bubble. They've created a stock market bubble. They've created a real estate bubble in a number of places in the world. So this is going to be very, very ugly. Just hold on to your hat time.
So you hear what they're saying? It's going to be very, very ugly. He said, you just hold on to your hat. Let's go back to what Elijah Muhammad says and see if he told us the truth, okay? He says, the fall of America is now visible and understandable, not only in the eyes of scholars and scientists, but even in the eyes and understanding of the ignorant. Long has Allah been gradually removing the power of the great and mighty America, while few have noticed it. Now, they didn't notice that this would blow back on them in the 70s. From the 60s, about the robbing the currency of its value. And now that is all that you hear the pundits talk about, that the currency has been robbed of its value, right? You can go to Fall of America, page 87, I believe it is, Decline of the Dollar. Elijah Muhammad goes into depth on the America robbing her currency of its value. Now, he was saying that then. No one said it but him. And today, all you hear, all of the chatter all across the Internet about this fiat system, they're talking about how America has robbed the currency of its value, how the ECB, the European Central Bank, has robbed the euro of its value. Is that not right? Is this not correct? We can point to this. We can prove what we're saying, right? So he says, this has been done by degrees. She did it in the 60s. She started doing it in the 40s when she was robbing the nickels. She started doing it in the 50s and the 60s when she took it all out. Or the coins. And in the 70s when she took the last bit out of the half dollars. And in the 70s when she took the world off the gold and silver standard. By degrees, right? It didn't all happen at once. He said by degrees. And then we saw her in such financial discord that she started passing laws to try to protect herself against her own greedy people. And then they removed the Glass-Steagall Act and all of this other, and now you see the markets unhinged. And you see everybody from Volcker, who was the Fed chair in the 70s, up to Greenspan, up to today, with the woman in place, all helping to bring down this house of cards by degrees. Is that not right? So Muhammad says, the Holy Quran says, he brings powerful nations to a naught. And when it is discovered, now they've discovered it, Muhammad says, it is like a growth of cancer that has been eating at the body for many years while the patient was unaware of it. So you hear this guy talking to Greg Hunter, and he says, you better hold on to your hat. Right? He said, we're leaving the eye of the storm. We did a show. Matter of fact, we might play one of those shows next week, too. I think we did a part, two parts or three parts on the eye of the storm when we talked about it. Isn't it amazing how we talked about these things years ago, and now you hear the devil saying these same things? All praise is due to Allah for the honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, the eye of the storm, right? According to Urban Dictionary, the eye of the storm means a period of time during a storm when things are calm. However, this doesn't mean it's over. So he says, we're leaving the eye of the storm. Then he says, things just get worse. This is the definition of that. So you heard this man say, we're leaving the eye of the storm, and according to the dictionary, said, things will just get worse. Remember Elijah Muhammad says that these desolations that are being poured will be poured upon America? He says, and Muhammad tells you, it's hard to think about some good coming to America when this is the place where the desolations will be poured. Right? The black man just told you the same thing. Hold on to your hat. It's going to get worse. But you don't want to hear that, right? Because Elijah Muhammad said it first. Even that the white man nowadays is bearing witness to what Messenger Muhammad has said. So, we're looking at these things, and you, brothers and sisters, it is a time where you must reflect on what you shall do and how you shall act. Because not only is your life at stake, but the lives of your family and friends are at stake too. And this thing, I hate to keep saying this, but Gregory Mannarino hit it on the head. This thing will be more deadly than a thermonuclear exchange. This will be biblical. Well, it is biblical because we're seeing the unfolding of Bible prophecy, right? You just didn't understand it when you were hearing it. You didn't understand it. We read the same books. You just didn't understand it. This is one thing that I was telling people. Just because you had the tapes of the messengers. One brother said, well, I got the same thing. That you, I got the tapes. I got the blessing, brother. It's not that easy. It's not that simple. If that's the case, all God has to do is drop a book in the middle of the people. He don't need to send messengers. He don't need to send prophets. He don't need to have the messenger and the prophet and his disciples teach the people. All you can do is just drop paper or drop books. It's not that simple. You have a class. And in this class, you have a teacher and you have students. Not all students are A students. Not all students are B students. Not all students are C students. Not all students are D students. You have some F students also. You have high F and low F students, right? All of them have access and have acquired all of the same material. All of them read the same material. All of them study the same material. All of them are taught by the same teacher, yet all of them do not process the same way. Therefore, you have different levels of growth, different levels of understanding, and that has a divide in who progresses more because certain people just don't get it, no matter how much they study. They may memorize, but memorization does not equal understanding. Excuse me. You understand? So this is something, this is a point that I'm trying to bring home to you. This is something that I want you to understand. Just because you have a book, just because you've heard a tape, does not mean that you understand it. You have to be able to relate these things to world events, to things that are happening today, because this will save your life, or not understanding it will put you in a position where your life and the security of your life and the lives of your family are compromised, especially in this time when the judgment has been set. And time is forcing it about. We've now passed the point of no return. America can't get out of this one. Brother Rashid, I see your hand up. Brother, I'm going to get you in just one sec. Just give me one sec. So, Muhammad says, today, it is visibly understood. Well, if you don't have eyes, how can you see? He's not talking about just the physical eye. He's talking about visible to that mental or that third eye. Also, for those who have some understanding, it is understood that America has fallen. It is understandable. You can tell some Negro on the street. I remember I was talking to someone what I would call a family member, close to as family member as you can get. And we were talking about the fall of America. This was some years ago. I was at my mom's house. And all of a sudden, the brother got French on me. When he started talking about America. Before he started talking about it was them crackers this and them crackers that. That's what he was saying, right? I said, boy, I tell you what. Anyways, so he got French on me after a while. When he was talking to him, we can't fall. We too rich. We too powerful. Can't nobody come against us. Yeah. But before that, it was those crackers, right? And brother, I tell you. But this is to show you that they don't see and they are blind to the reality of a fall because they have fallen so in love with this system. They've fallen so in love with the propaganda that's being espoused by the system that America's the wealthiest nation on earth, that America's the most powerful nation on earth, that America can do things which are diametrically opposed to the laws of nature, that are in contradiction to the laws of divine, that America, that exceptional nation, does not have to pay the price of divine blowback, that America does not have to reap what she has sown, that America does not reap karma. Man, do you see the madness in their thinking? Because they have fallen headlong in love with this beast and his system, because they cannot fathom a system that is of justice that is greater than America's system or greater than the Western world. It's sickening sometimes, but this is the truth amongst our people. And so, therefore, certain events must take place to shake them, to jog their mind, to awaken them mentally as well as physically to the reality of the judgment, the reality of the time. And America now being in such a position that economically she can no longer provide for her own people. This does not bode well for the ex-slaves who has been dependent on America to provide for them. You hear Jesse? You hear Sharpton? They're not asking for independence. They're not asking for separation. They're asking for a job. Well, how in the hell can this man who cannot even provide a job for his own kind provide his ex-slave with one? Huh? We've now passed the point of no return. We're going to go to some clips in just a second, but I want to go to the line and bring in my good brother, Brother Rashid. Brother Rashid, I say unto you, my good brother, As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, brother. How you doing?
Brother, I'm doing and feeling good. How about yourself?
Just fine. I don't want to be long, but what I want to relate to what you were saying about the collapse and how devastating things would be in this society. I was talking to one of my children, and we was talking about how if things would collapse, what would take place. In Los Angeles County is about maybe 14 million people. So I asked my son, I said, what would happen if you stopped bringing in them trucks and the food? You see, in 1930, when the Depression happened, it was a rural agrarian place for us. Most of our people were farmers.
Mm-hmm.
They lived in big cities. And now, like I said, if you got 14 million people in one county, what's going to happen if they stop bringing in food?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say 4,000 or 144,000. They didn't even say 4 million. 14 million people. It's gonna be like the menu said. Don't pray for that day, because you're gonna see a lot of your family members caught up into that stuff. And as long as Allah let it stay off, keep it off, don't bring it down, is a chance that they may adhere to it. But like you said, it comes a time when He cuts the time off, and then once it's cut off, there's no one gonna come to help the black man. When the music stops playing, the black man of America ain't going to have a chance. Ain't nobody going to help him out. And then he's going to start whining and crying like a little girl. Please help me. Please help me. When the warner came to you, you turned him away. Assalamu alaikum, black.
Wa alaikum salam. And this is true. You think about the severity of what brother, and the seriousness of what Brother Rashid is saying to you all. Now, just in that county alone, 14 million people. All right? Now, and then you think about the other counties, the surrounding counties. And I want to say to you all, black men and black women, if my mic goes dead for a minute, do not hang up. The computers, both computers are being hit by viruses, so just bear with us, okay? And Brother Rashid, I can't mute your mic, so I just want to let you know that your mic is unmuted for a second. I got to wait till this stuff, which is in process, take place, okay? You know how this thing go, brother. You know I have no control over this. But this is what goes on the show, on almost every show. But brothers and sisters, I can't even go to the clips at this moment because of what's going on. But I want to say, think about no farming. You know, we think we're too good to farm. I'm not going to get my nails dirty. I just got my hair done. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You don't understand the seriousness of the time. And this is why we continue to warn you that God is not cheap. And you better prepare. You better make preparations. This devil is telling you on a daily basis the food, to get you some food. And what I heard one of the guys say, don't depend upon the government. Don't depend upon such and such. Don't do this and don't do that. Make sure you have enough food for 30 days or 60 days. This is almost in line with what the messengers say, at least 30 to 90 days worth of food and water. The devil is now saying the same thing. The devil is now warning you that he will not be able to help you. Hell, he can't help himself due to the fact that God is after him, right? Now, black man, when this thing goes down, what's going to happen is God is going to force you to come to your senses. The messengers say we have, now when Brother Rashid said nobody's going to help the black man, brothers and sisters, let me clarify this because somebody, an ignorant person that don't understand what the brother said, said, well, the messenger said that we have helpers on the way to do this. And, yeah, but he's not, when Rashid is talking about that, it's different from what he's saying now. He's talking about that white man. He's talking about the position that you're in. You're going to have to feel it for a minute because you rejected the truth. This is what he said. And then after you are forced to bow down, you may get a little help. But the messenger says a whole lot of things on this issue that maybe we'll address. But I just wanted to get that right there because I don't want nobody to misinterpret what Rashid said, because you have those who hear something. You know, as the Quran says, you have a decisive and you have the allegorical. And those who with perverseness in their heart, they'll take the allegorical. And then they'll say, well, see, he said such and such. This is how petty we have become, you understand, as a people. So I wanted to just put that out there. But, brothers and sisters, I'm waiting for these things to stop, these attacks to stop, because they are attacking and on both computers. And the screens are freezing and everything like that. But but at the same time, I want to talk to you that to show you and to tell you that you better get your mind right. This is not just prepping for food and water. This is prepping spiritually and mentally. You're going to have to get your mind right because there's going to be blood up to the horse's bridle. And let me tell you something. If you love your babies, if you love your family, why wouldn't you prepare? You say, well, this stuff ain't going to happen. Well, what does it hurt to prepare? You know, my mom always says, it's better to have and not need than to need and not have. All the time she tells us that. Yeah, Ma, I was listening. So she says it's better to have and not need than to need and not have. This is true. What would it hurt you to forego your McDonald's twice a week and take those, because I can't say $4. I think McDonald's, what it's like, when you get a drink with it, I don't know because I don't eat it, but I think, what is it, $7 or $8? You go to Chick-fil-A, I think a dinner is like $9 or something like that. You forego that two times a week, anywhere from $14 to $20. You can buy supplies every week, and it won't even hurt you. So this is what I'm saying. These things are here, so when this thing happens, you're going to have to suffer for rejecting this stuff. You're not just going to be given instant food because you had the means, the capabilities, and the understanding to go out there and get it yourself for a while. And because you rejected, you must pay the price for a little while. You understand? America's folding, black man and black woman. She's under some serious strain, some serious pressure. She can't get away with what she's been doing because God is after her. God is really after her, and he's going to bring her down. And brothers and sisters, I'm looking at the screen. The screens are going black and white. So we're being hit hard. They're trying to prevent us from playing these clips that we have for you. And I don't think it's just Blog Talk Radio this time. You know, when Blog Talk does something, I'll tell it. But I believe that we're just being hit by multiple viruses. This is what happens as we do this show. Sometimes it makes me mad because there's so many points that I want to go into and share with you all. And when this happens, I already know, you know, maybe we just have to be patient and just wade through all this foolishness, because what they're doing is trying to prevent God's word from being spoken. They're trying to prevent you from getting God's guidance. And that means that they have made an attack on God. And you know they can't defeat God. So look for more destruction, more chastisement, more collapse of America. Look for all of these things to happen for arrogance. Now I want to speak specifically to you so-called Muslims, you Muslims, you so-called conspiracy theorists. I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you so-called wise people. Now, in this time of great destruction, where are you mentally and spiritually? Are you preparing, or are you prepared? Are you making preparations to deal with what's coming on? I know some of you, when you heard this show, because I get emails all the time, and people telling me, but I was in the nation back, such and such, and I didn't hear this. Or I never heard this, or I heard it sometime, but the messenger, I never heard the messenger say this or that. Brothers and sisters, everybody didn't get it. And as I said, I was blessed to have a good brother by the name of Brother Saladin Muhammad. Saladin Mahdi Muhammad. That's the name that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave him. Saladin Mahdi Muhammad. The Mahdi. That name is Mahdi. All right? But as I said, I was blessed to have a good brother who loved the messenger with all his heart. The brother loved the messenger. If you talking Elijah Muhammad, you were talking Saladin. If you weren't talking Elijah Muhammad, Saladin would say, he'll say, nigga, what you talking about? See, when you weren't talking to the messenger, you became a nigga to him. If you were talking about the messenger, you were all praises due to Allah. Oh, yes, sir. And he had all the time in the world. He said everything else was foolishness. So that brother, and he was a gung-ho, die-hard Elijah Muhammad, man. And the brother would always say, brother, I'm going to tell you exactly what the messenger say. I'm not going to make you look at me in a certain way. I'm going to tell it to you exactly the way I received it. He said, now, when you get it, you do the same thing. Don't you add into it, and don't you take away. So, this is why I come to you like this. And then, Brother John, for some of you who haven't heard the show before, Brother John was so ecstatic when he heard the show, when the first couple times he heard the show. Brother Minister John, who passed away a few years ago out of Chicago. And he called me one day after the show, and he said, Brother, call that Brother Saladin and have him to call me. And he did. And I hung up with the brother I called, Brother Saladin. And I had Brother Saladin to call the brother. And Brother Saladin, about 20, 30 minutes later, he called me back just laughing. he was telling me what Brother John said about a fireball. He said, Brother, you taught that brother everything that the messenger said, exactly the way the messenger said it. So Brother John, he was stunned. And he said, Brother, you did your job. And Saladin said, and the brother also mentioned you, Brother Rashid. He said, you're a fireball. You that fox with his tail on fire that the messenger was talking about running through the enemy cornfield, burning down the cornfield. For those of you who don't get that analogy, I'm sorry. But anyway, I'm trying to pass a little time away. The computers are completely black, brothers, so I don't even know really if I'm talking to you. But I'm going to keep going because I know how this devil system is, and I know that they are attacking this thing like it's normal. Like it's no joke, brothers. I mean, they are attacking this thing like it's no joke. This thing is going down. But, excuse me. What I want to share with you is that you have to be dedicated. You have to be sincere. You have to have a passion and a love for your people to tell the truth, even at the risk of alienating people, even at the risk of hurting people's feelings. You've got to tell the truth. Because truth stands by itself. Do you notice how everybody out there challenges everybody, but you don't see them challenging this? Huh? Do you notice that? Do you notice that when if you talk to a brother or sister about this show or talk to they have some negative to say, but they don't never tell you what it is that negative that they have to say, or they, I heard that, or no, I don't need that, I know that, and blah, blah. Well, if you knew it and you didn't say nothing, what'd they say about you? Huh? And then you notice they always keep their, when they're behind closed doors, they'll always say what they think and what they heard. And then when you say, well, brother or sister, the brother offers you a chance to prove your point of view against his. truth. No, I'm not going to do that. No. You know why? Because they, deep down, they know that what I'm saying is the truth. They're just grasping on straws. But these straws will blow in the wind as this thing collapses, as it implodes. They will not be able to stop this, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you what God loves. They will not be able to stop what God has ordained. So, hold on 1 second, brothers and sisters. This thing is being taken down. I want you to understand what's going on. If we lose the airwaves, please stay here for a few minutes because I don't know what's going on. All I know is that we're fighting these viruses that's going on. And the system is freezing up left and right. I'm hoping, if brothers and sisters, if you are listening to me and you have my cell number, text me and tell me that I'm live on the air. I have no idea, okay? But again, if I'm live on the air and this is taking place, you see what I mean when I'm telling you that the devil is always attacking this show, especially as we are going into the in-depth truth on the economic situation and the military situation and the geopolitical situation that America faces and that the white or the Western world faces. They can't stop me. But I don't need the clips to do the show because I can talk in infinitum, especially by some Elijah Muhammad. Hey, that's my bread and butter right there. All praise is due to Allah. I just got a text message. I believe this is to let me know that I'm on the air. All right. All praise is due to Allah for the honor of Allah. Thank you, brother. And let me give a shout out, brothers and sisters. Go when you go to Facebook. If you go to Facebook, you gotta go check out Wake Up My People. That page there. Our good brother JT Edwards. You gotta check that page out also. All right, brothers and sisters. So let me talk to you for a minute until these screens come back up. So if the dollar's collapsing, and it is, and if the euro is collapsing, and it is, and if the European or Eurozone is under stress, strain, and a debt burden that is unimaginable, and it is, and America has become the largest and the greatest debt in the history of the world, and she continues to pile debt on top of debt, and she does. What does that say about the future of America, Europe, and the financial and the global order of the Anglo? What does that say about us? Huh? Do you believe, I want to ask you all this, this has nothing to do with religion at this moment right here. This has nothing to do with theology at this moment. This has nothing to do with trying to push my ideas on anybody. I want you to just think for a minute. Sometimes it's hard for us to do this because this process has been eliminated in most people by this environment, by this atmosphere, and by this culture of white people. You don't critically think anymore. So let us look at this. Do you believe that I could go through every neighborhood killing people ad infinitum, robbing them, taking anything I want, and even occupying and living in these people's houses, and nothing comes back to me? Do you believe that I can continue to get credit cards and loans and never pay them back and continue to hold my creditors and my loan sharks or loan agents hostage through the barrel of a gun, and nothing happens to me? Do you believe that I can impose my will and my thoughts on everybody else at the barrel of a gun, and there's no blowback? Do you believe that? Well, if you don't believe that, and if common sense tells you that I can't do it, then why the hell do you believe that America can do it? Huh? Is that not what she's doing? The news talks about America sending 2,000 or 3,000 troops in the city. Well, my sources told me she already had about 5,000 in there, as it is. This has everything to do with continuing the dollar system, black man and black woman. But I want to use that as an example. Now, just imagine if Russia or China or Iran or even Syria itself, after the so-called terrorist attacks in America took place, decided to deploy without a UN resolution, without consulting the U.S. government, they decided to deploy troops to the outskirts of Washington, D.C., or in California, or Texas, or New York, or Florida. America would take this as a declaration of war and view them as an invading force. The media would view them as that. Why aren't they viewing it as that when America's doing that to Syria? Huh? Why aren't they reporting it like that as America's doing it to Syria? You telling me that she's the exception to all the rules? See, this is what I'm saying. The mentality of America. This has to be stopped. So God had laid out snares. And she had, remember what the book said. Black man and black woman, remember what the book said. I will put hooks in their jaws. Right? I will gather all nations into the valley of Jehoshaphat. And there I will plead with them for my people. To let my people go. Ain't talking about the Syrians. Ain't talking about the Palestinians. Talk about you. They're talking about letting you go. So what's the best way to catch a fish? To put the right kind of bait on the line. Is that not right? To put the right kind of bait on the line. So, I want to say this to you, brothers and sisters. I'm trying to get the screens back up. I believe they're coming back up. Just give me a minute. They're not showing. Here we are. We're back up. What I did, I shut the computers down while we were being and I refreshed it. I mean, restarted everything, and now they're back up. Hopefully, this will last throughout the rest of the show. But anyway, think about this. Let's go back to this. God put the right bait there. America is dying. She needs these areas carved up into vassal states. She needs them so that she can run her pipeline and bypass Russia, bypass Iran, steal all the resources, and still keep the world on a dollar system to continue the empire or the succubus sucking the life out of everybody. This is what she needs. So she's going all in, right? And she's even risking war with Russia because, remember, Syria has a war pact with Russia. Most people don't realize that. What is Hafez, the former leader and the father of the leader of today, Bashar al-Assad. Hafez had a defense pact with the Soviet Union, which was, you know, transferred over to Russia. Now, if he enacts that, Russia is bound by the defense pact to defend Syria. America has thousands of troops there. Some of the troops lie within a few kilometers from Russia's troops. Why is America risking war? And you hear some of the pundits say, well, America should get out. What interest is it of America? She is trying to uproot this pipeline that Russia has. She's trying to scuttle this union between Russia, Iraq, Iran, Syria, and Turkey. She's trying to cause confusion and keep bloodshed up because the dollar depends on it. We have now passed the point of no return. You don't understand the situation at hand. And at home, while all of these things are going on abroad, industry continues to shut off. Inflation continues to mount. Debt continues to mount. Is this not right? Unemployment is exploding, and they are, as a matter of fact, let me tell you this, we got our tax bill today, I mean not today, but last week for our property, and my wife called me, I was at my mom's house, and it's amazing, this is something. So she says, I went out to our mailbox, and got the mail out of there, and our tax for this year has come. To pay on our property. I said, okay. She said, no. She said, I just opened it. You need to see this. I said, okay. They have quadrupled. Listen to me. I'm not talking about doubled. They have more than quadrupled our taxes for this year. More than almost five times. It's four times, a little over four times of what we paid. Almost five times more than quadrupled our taxes. This shows you that the system is imploding. It's the succubus system needs more blood to survive. So it's sucking all of the financial wherewithal from the people because it's falling. Boom goes the dynamite, and the empire implodes. She knows this. So, brothers and sisters, when you're looking at all of these things, know for a surety that we are at the end of America. We have come to the crossroads of change. And America knows this more than you and I, because she knew this long before you and I were ever brought into the knowledge of ourselves, that her doom had come. She tried to keep it a secret, but now the truth is out, the jig is up, and America is sitting on a time bomb ready to explode. I want you to listen to this two-minute clip here.
Let's hold on to your hat time.
When you wrote Crisis Investing back in the late 70s, I mean, this was, I mean, the national debt was less than a trillion dollars. And now it's $20 trillion. What scares you? Why is it going to be different when you said this is going to be different this time? What's going to make it look different? How is it going to look to be different this time?
The amount of debt in the world has increased enormously, catastrophically. And debt is important. It's not just an academic thing. It means that some people owe that money to some other people. And it's going to become very, very hard to pay back. They've been able to do this with interest rates at all-time historic low levels. Now, back in 1980 to 82, interest rates on government paper, a lot of people forget this, were in the 15% range. The U.S. government was paying 15% on its T-bills and bonds. Now, they're at historic lows. So with all this debt, as interest rates, which have been going down for the last 35 years, as they head up again, that debt's going to become impossible to service. So that's part of it, in a nutshell. And all that money that's been created to buy bonds on the part of the Federal Reserve and other central banks has flowed into the stock market. Okay, this is why the rich have gotten richer, because the rich control lots of stocks and lots of bonds, both of which have done extremely well. The average guy doesn't, so he's fallen behind, in addition to the fact that his wages have actually gone down. So this has the makings of a sociological and political time bomb that could go off.
You hear that? And he said it will be catastrophic. Now, to understand what he's saying, let's go to the dictionary. This is the best way to do it. And I want to say this also, brothers and sisters, while we're talking, we're still being hit again, okay? The word catastrophe, which is the root of catastrophic, means a sudden event that causes great suffering or destruction. This is according to the Cambridge Dictionary, okay? So, the screens are frozen, black man and black woman. We're being hit again. I'm going to try to scoop back over to Blog Talk Radio screen in just a second. But I want to try to get these definitions out to you. So give me a second, okay? This is what we have to go through. But anyway, according to the Cambridge Dictionary, it says a sudden event that causes great suffering and destruction. The loss or losing of a job and the nation goes into a financial catastrophe. This is something that is at the bottom. But I want you to understand the depths of what this man is saying. A sudden event that causes great suffering or destruction. So the financial event that is underway, the debt implosion that is underway, the correction, remember they say correction. They say a correction must take place in the market. You hear them all saying it. And I continue to say if a correction is taking place, then that means the thing that is being corrected is wrong. Is that not right? You don't correct right, you correct wrong. Is that not right? So, this thing that is taking place, the correction, will be catastrophic, he says. Is that, oh man, I tell you what, catastrophic. That means loss of life, that means destruction, that means hunger, that means suffering, that means seeing things and experiencing things that you never thought that you would see or experience. And remember, we told you that this thing, as it goes down, it would be Mad Max. Like, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, on the same word, catastrophe, it means the final event of the dramatic action, especially of a tragedy. So, it says the final event. So, this means a culmination. Remember what we talked about? A culmination, a eventual. gradually winding down of the judgment. Is that not right? Haven't we told you that? The bringing prophecy to an end. Is that not right? You see, this is why I go into the definitions to show you and to prove to you what we're saying is correct. So, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word catastrophe means the final event of the dramatic action, especially of a tragedy. A momentous, tragic event ranging from extreme misfortune to utter overthrow or ruin. A violent and sudden change in a future of the earth. A violent, usually destructive, natural event. So, according to the dictionary meaning of this, what's taking place is natural. Remember what we said, these people are unnatural. They came in a void or a vacuum of our history. And for 6,000 years, we allowed that unknown, that unseen, that unheard of wisdom that had been dormant in us. We allowed it out of us to look at and see how it would react in a natural environment. So these unnatural thoughts, this unnatural people, the unnatural ideas have caused devastation throughout America, throughout the world. That's why they're dealing with climate change and global warming and all kinds of natural events that are taking place that have never taken place the likes of. And so what we're seeing is the natural, according to science, ridding itself of that unnatural, because if it does not rid itself of that unnatural, both will die. You see? So this is a final event that's taking place. This is the war of Armageddon. This is the change of worlds. This is the collapse of Anglo power universally. This is the removal of the atmosphere of Yakub. This is the establishment of the aboriginal global and universal order. I know you don't want to hear it, but you're going to hear it because it's the truth. Brothers and sisters, I see the time is winding down for like 6 minutes. If you would. Would you please give me a few more minutes? You see what happened to the show. They blocked us from playing a lot of the clips that we wanted to get to you. And I'm glad I said we'll do a part two. But we're going to also play those other shows also. So if a replay comes up, please, I'm almost begging you to listen to it. Because there's something in these that pertains to the show that we're going to do. And it does not hurt to refresh your mind and your memory, especially when it concerns righteousness and truth that will help you. All of this is being done for a specific purpose, okay? So y'all roll with me as we do these things, okay? Now let's go to, give me a few more minutes and we're going to go to another clip, all right? And I want you to hear what they're saying. This is about a 3-minute clip. We just heard talking about what's going to happen will be a catastrophe. And he told us to hold on to our hats. And he says, America and the world is sitting on a time bomb, right? Now I want you to hear something else. Pay close attention.
Light to my front.
So you're an international man of intrigue and mystery, and you're also a man on the street. You're a common guy. And people want to ask what this question answered. What does it look like to the man on the street when you say that it's going to be different this time and we're going to have inflation? What is it going to look like to people, just normal everyday people without a lot of stocks and bonds and wealth?
Well, I think it's going to be quite ugly, frankly. The average guy doesn't have any savings at all. I mean, it was only about 6 months ago that some big organization, Pew or USA Today, I forget who, found that 40% of Americans couldn't pay a $250 out of the blue, you know, breakdown on their car or something like that. Most people are up to their eyeballs with credit card debt and mortgage debt and automobile debt and student debt. What that means is that the average American has been living above his means. In fact, the country has been living way above its means. Look, the U.S. runs close to $1 trillion per year trade deficit with the rest of the world. But it's a great deal for us. The U.S. prints up dollars, and we ship those people dollars, and they ship us Mercedes and Sonys and coffee and all the other things that are imported to this country. But that can't go on forever. So what's it going to look like? Very high levels of inflation. It was ugly back in 2009 and 2010. People lost their jobs because when a society is living above its means, people that are waiters and bartenders and masseurs and masseuses, they're going to have to be, they're fired because people have to do those things for themselves. So you're going to see lots of unemployment, among other things. Now, and there could be a lot of social upsets in this country. It seems to me the U.S. right now, there's so much antagonism, it's almost like pre-Civil War. There's actual hatred in the U.S. at this point. I mean, it used to be that Republicans and Democrats, they could disagree about politics, but they could have a civil conversation about a difference of opinion. But now it's active hatred between these two groups. This is not going to end well.
So you hear what he said? He says active hatred in there. He said this thing will be ugly. Now, I want to go to some definitions, but I can't go to the definition right now because the screens are being hit again, brothers and sisters. I just want you to understand. All right? But I do want to follow him up on the situation. If we go to page, if we go to chapter, and follow with me if you can, chapter 23, the dissatisfied. Muhammad says, we are living in a time when dissatisfaction is 100% throughout the world of man and mankind. Therefore, we are living amongst the dissatisfied persons daily and nightly. Now, stop right there. He's talking about a state of dissatisfaction. You know what dissatisfaction leads to, right? Leads to war, leads to change. Because people are so unhappy with their condition. Why do you think people are robbing people? Why do you think people are killing people out there? They are so dissatisfied with something in them or the situation that they see that they're in or the predicament that they see they're in that they're lashing out for a change, which means conflict, right? This is what's going on today. America has made the world so dissatisfied with her monetary scheme, with her political order, with her military braggadociousness, because you know she brags about just how powerful she is and how she can do this and do that. And other laws just don't apply to America. Isn't that not right? Okay, so she's bringing the whole world in a state of utter dissatisfaction, which means that war is inevitable. But Muhammad says, and remember what this guy says, Doug Casey, he says that it will be ugly. And he says this right here, this is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says. Black man, so he's trying to talk to you now, black man. This is the end of the rule of the white. Allah came to kill them for mistreating the black one slave here in America. So stop right there. So what you see taking place in America, what you see with the financial system, what you see taking place with the nations rising up against America, all of this is to bring America to her knees by degrees. Allah is killing the American Republic for her evils done to you. You don't want to hear that, but it's the truth. So he goes further and says, Allah says in Isaiah in the Bible that he will kill our enemy and call us by another name. Black brother, this is going on right in your eyes. But you still think that the time is prolonged to the distant future and that you will not live to see it. Stop right there. That's most of us. We think like that. We are thinking that over this, we are right. This thing, it doesn't matter. This is not going to happen in my lifetime. And when you see the money losing its value, the people, there's a great social divide, great political divide, great racial divide, great economic divide. This is bound to bring about social insurrection and civil excitement, civil war. So Mr. Casey saw it, and he mentioned that. And so Muhammad says, black brother, this is going on right in your eyes. But you didn't know how to connect this, right, to all these events that's going on. This is going on right in your eyes. But you still think that the time is prolonged to the distant future and that you will not live to see it. And this is what Muhammad said. But I say to you all in truth that you are living in it now. So we're living in that, right? Okay. And listen to what it says. The scientists of America, meaning Doug Casey and all of these political scientists and economic scientists, know that America is on her way out. What did Casey say? Huh? It's going to be ugly. What he says, this will be catastrophic. Is that not what he says? All right? The scientists of America know that America is on her way out. And since you black men are the righteous, perhaps all of you will be saved. For you are bound to submit when you see what is coming. Is that not right? So what we see coming? We see death. We see destruction. We see collapse. We see unemployment. We see wealth destruction. We see a racial divide. Right? We see an oppressive government. We see oppressive people. We see arrogant and racist and imperial minds. All of this is a purification process that is bringing America to her knees, and it is purifying that black man, especially that hard-headed black man and black woman who does not want to accept this truth. So this is the day of manifestation. So God is manifesting everything that was once hidden. All of the secrets of America are being made manifest. All of the hidden hatred of America and America's people and the injustice and the double standard and the Anglo hypocrisy is all being made known to you. You won't be able to deny this is going on today because it's happening to you. And if it's not happening directly to you, it is indirectly, and it's happening to your families, your friends, and your brothers and sisters in your own nation and race. We've now passed the point of no return. The whole system has gone supernova. And America is suffering what we deem or term as the light bulb effect. This is why you see the stock market going up. This is why you see the white man happy that Trump is in office. You know, right before the light bulb goes out, right before it goes out, the light bulb becomes its brightest. And you think that light bulb has another month, another 2 months, another year, and out the blue, poof. It just goes dead. This is America. This is what Elijah Muhammad was telling you would come when he talked about the stock market going up. This is what Elijah Muhammad was telling you that was going to come upon America. And he told you that we have been living in the lull before the storm. And this is what Casey told you. We are moving from the eye of the storm to the most brutal and deadliest part of the storm. The system is unraveling at record speed, record pace. And there's nothing you can do to stop the impending doom or fall of America. We go to that lull of before the storm, fall of America. I am afraid for you that you will receive what the people before you did receive. Allah is very angry with America and the technology that she uses on the dead to keep them dead. You are very disappointing to Allah and to the original black man who knows himself, a very few, of course. You are disappointed that the truth is so clear that you still act like you need to make up your mind on what you shall do. Muhammad Gold says, the false show of a glorious future that the wicked is putting on is at hand. We must remember Daniel's prophecy that at the end of the war, desolations are determined. But before this happens, Allah will bless the people with a good time, as he did the people of the past, who wronged themselves and who did not pay attention to the prophet's warning among them. Allah destroyed them. They thought that they were fooling Allah, but Allah surprised them. He made the people rejoice for a short time. Isn't that white America rejoiced when Trump came in office, didn't it? And then, just in 30 days, Trump has brought back 250,000 jobs. The stock market is on a high because Trump has taken office. Right? He made the people rejoice for a short time with a show of great prosperity. And at the height of their great prosperity, suddenly he destroyed them. This is the merciful law that Allah has put in nature. Allah lets a dying person rally before the end. Allah is going to do the same. America is going to do the same. America will rally, and people will think that she's going to have a great future. And then the end will come in that kind of time. America's end will not come while she is going around with her head hanging down and with her heart aching and failing because of the things that are coming on her nation. No. She will be made to enjoy good times. The stock market going up. And lots of shares being sold. This makes any man think that everything is all right. But I want to say to you who are listening, this is only the Lord before the storm. Muhammad goes further, and I want to address this even though I can't get to the clips because all of the screens are frozen. That means we won't have an intro. I will just end the show just shortly. I want to end it with this page 204 of The Fall of America. You brothers and sisters, bear with me. This makes any man think that everything is all right, but this is only the Lord before the storm. And the Bible warns America of what happened before her. Ancient Babylon enjoyed a full ruling position at that time, at her time. But King Darius came against her at the time of her full enjoyment of wealth, drunkenness, and her laughing at the slaves that she had made of Israel. King Darius came with his army and overcame the sleeping guards who were sleeping on the security of their life. The Bible prophesies that the enemy will say, come, let us go up and destroy her whose city is not fenced in. And they will come from afar. They may come at noonday, or they may come at the rising in the morning or in the afternoon. But nevertheless, they will come at a time that you thought not. Now, King Darius and these opposing armies represent the nations that God is rising up against America with Russia setting up a gold and oil bourse, a petroleum bourse. You have Iran doing the same thing. You have China setting up the AAIB, the BRICS bank, and the Shanghai Gold Exchange. You have China putting her yuan or renminbi as a world currency, and as these same nations have taken the gold of the West and stored it in their own storehouse. What Muhammad says? But King Darius came against her at the time of her full enjoyment of wealth, drunkenness, and her laughing at the slaves that she had made of Israel. King Darius came with his army. Well, if America is the most powerful military, of course she can rebuff any military force from her borders at this moment. So this army must be a combination of things to bring her to her knees. It must be combined with military force, economic force, political force, and the forces of nature. And so God has ordered and has given a divine decree to bring America to her knees for the mistreatment of his people, the so-called American Negro. Black men and black women know for sure that God will not be defeated. We go further and he says, after the war and until the end of the war, desolations are determined, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. I want you to know that that which will be poured means it is the deprivation of you, America, of your ever getting back in power again to attack the nations of the earth. So we're looking at the collapse of American power, and you should look up and rejoice. The book says, for your redemption is nigh. Your God has come, and his word be is standing tall. While everything else is falling and fading and failing, God's word stands supreme and heads and shoulders above all else. Black men and black women, you hold on to the truth that Elijah Muhammad delivered to you. Don't let no man steal your joy. Let no man or woman take your salvation. These are life-giving teachings. They give life to the dead mentally, spiritually, economically, emotionally, psychologically. They give life to you dead people, and they can raise the most stubborn and the deadest person to life if you believe. Know that we have now passed the point of no return, and people. And we say before we go, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We bear witness that there is no God but Allah. He is the greater. He has come in the person of one, Master Farad Muhammad. And now you can no longer deny the power of this God, because we are proving to you that he's on the scene. We are proving to you that he is bringing America, the strongest power of the white world, to his knees. And all you have to do is extend your hand to his, because it's out there waiting for you, so he can pull you into this safety net, this safety zone, that will protect you from an immediate and impending doom of the white world. With an undying love and passion for the liberation, the upliftment, and the redemption of 68 million of our kind, first in America, then the billions around the world, know that your little brother Rashid Muhammad loves you to life. But the love that I have pales in comparison to the love that Almighty God, Allah, and the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise is due forever, has for you. His messenger, the last messenger of God, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, has for you. And that mighty, mighty, mighty nation of Islam has for you. Remember, we're going to have a part two of this show, and we're going to have those other shows come up in between so that you can get a refreshment course, and we'll bring this thing to a head with full understanding of what to expect. Brothers and sisters, I love you all. Stay strong. Go to the Hines 1555 blog, like us, and show your love for us, and donate. As-salamu alaykum.